They need the septic on that one as
well. Oh, and also leaving the record, open?
That's
or on no pending, just pending receipt of the feasibility. Okay, agreed.
Yeah, you don't need to put that in the motion. I mean, that's.
Don't want it in the motion?
Yep. Well.
Well, you can. I mean, it's not going to be rescheduled until that's received anyway. But if you want to restate the motion to defer it pending receipt of septic feasibility, you could do it.
There you go.
I would like to make a motion that it be deferred until septic feasibility is gotten by the office.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-80. John Schultes and Alton E. Mast, pending a receipt of the septic feasibility study. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Well, we did that one real good. We did it twice. Okay. That concludes our agenda for this evening. Mr. Lank, you have any words of wisdom for us?
I just remind that I think we meet for four Thursdays straight. The next meeting is the 7th of December, next Thursday.
Right.
And we have a special meeting on the 14th.
14th at?
At 3 o'clock for specials. And then we have 21st for public hearings also. And Christine and I were talking today, would you consider a special meeting in January and what date so we can plan ahead?
Well, we have our.
The people ask all the time.
January. You want it on the week between January 11 and 25?
We have P&Z on the 7th at 3.
P&Z on the 7th at 6.
That's the regular.
Regular meeting. P&Z on the 14th at 3. Is the 14th at 3? It was Thursday, right?
Yeah.
P&Z on the 21st at 7.
7 or 6?
6. 6, I'm sorry.
Careful there, boy.
So your choice
is
choice for January is January 3rd or 4th. Or 17th or 18th.
For third or fourth, that's going to be like the BCS bowl game, isn't it? No, I don't know. That's Ohio State and somebody.
And somebody, yeah.
All right. Is it the 8th? Okay.
But from a
not that that.
But we have everybody that comes in with site plan wants to know when.
Understood. Well,
they want to know when the cutoff is, and it's hard to figure. But
I think after four Thursdays straight, we might be ready for a nice little break. I don't know.
Well, and the meetings.
Let's not schedule anything before the 11th.
The meetings in January are the 11th and 25th. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm looking right at it. Yeah, 11th and 25th. So you're talking about the 17th or 18th.
Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday, whichever. Yeah.
Council chambers will be used on Wednesday.
No, we can't use the council chambers on that. And we got there's something else we need to consider too. You're going to be getting notice of our starting to schedule meetings for the land use plan. And there's going to be five of them in probably January and February to meet on each council MAC district.
Well, there's nothing. Okay. So.
But it doesn't mean every commissioner has to go. It means that just probably the one that's closest to that area should be. At least that one should be there. So we'd like to see y'all there, but.
Will we have a large meeting like we did before? I mean, at the chair center,
whoever shows.
When we get to the end, we will. But we're going to do five council MAC meetings at the request of council, a meeting in each council MAC district. Last time we met, Seaford, Selbyville, Greenwood, Rehoboth, and.
And
I never can remember that one.
Those are workshops, though, Beach. Right?
Yeah, they're workshops.
The workshops, yeah, but.
Don't need a quorum.
Yeah, right.
Don't have to have a quorum. It's going to be presentation by the consultant.
So
you have to figure you're going to be going to some of them or all of them, whichever you choose.
But Shane, you're saying the Wednesday, the 17th, the room's tied up?
But it's preferred that we all attend.
It would be nice if you'd attend.
If everybody attends, how are they advertised? Oh, I can talk to you about that. We need to be careful.
It'd be advertised so that they're posted, yeah. And that's why we need to. They're trying to set up the dates now.
We would be happy to go to all those.
Mr. Lang. From our special meeting of December 14th, we'll have a 21st and then a January the 11th. How big of an agenda do you think we'll have for our January special meeting?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We know what we have. We can tell you what we've got plus or minus for the 14th right now.
They're probably doing it on Thursday the 18th for anyone.
That's a help. A lot. It's always a lot.
Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Remember your numbers for the 14th? 22.
22. Yeah, I don't want to meet before the 11th. Yeah. I can't. In fact, I will. I'm not available before the 11th.
You know you have.
I
meetings.
Know I have commitments. Yeah. 18th.
There'll be just two old businesses. And
how about the 18th?
22 other business for the 14th of December. We already know that.
What? 22?
Plus old business. Yeah. And that's two, right?
Two or four.
All right. Well, whatever. Let's make it the 18th of January. And
so the 11th off.
What day is it?
No, the 11th, we have a regular meeting.
Regular meeting.
Yeah. January 18th, 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
3 o'clock. All right.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll give you an update on each week as we get more information on the meetings. And your council might be calling you about where you might want to have that meeting.
You know you're cutting into my radio fame now.
I think we'll entertain a motion for adjournment on that comment. Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen? Mr. Lang, Mr. Abbott, Mr. Robertson.
No. I lost the bet. We got it an hour before.